relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Episode 40-something of the Battle for 1600, and we're doing something a little bit different. Why? Because my producer's got a brain that's actually always switched on. We're doing it live. Hi, everybody. We're with... No, that's your camera over there.
Hey,
over
there.
Baron. The Baron. Boris Epstein is back in studio with
so
us.
Great.
I don't believe you had the coronavirus. You look amazing.
Well, I'll tell you, my waist doesn't believe it either, because you're supposed to lose weight.
But you got a vest. I like the vest.
Yeah, well, that's because we're live.
We're the lapel. Look at that. Burgundy vest.
Full finish.
Full finish
the old way.
But are you sure you had the coronavirus? Are you sure? Is this true? Or is this fake news?
Well, see, here's the difference. I had the coronavirus. The coronavirus didn't have me. Okay? Just like the president. Just like the mayor.
Mm-hmm.
Mayor Rudy.
I think the mayor's coming out of hospital now.
He's already out.
He's out.
He's already out.
All right.
I talked to him.
Word.
Yeah, he's out. The mayor's great. So
that's crazy. He went in at the Sunday morning.
That's it.
After Maria Bartiromo. And it's Thursday.
Good morning.
Sunday morning.
Hello, Nancy.
Don't creep me out. I'm supposed to be having fun here. You're creeping me out on our own podcast.
I am.
All right. Shad's not here. Shad is at home getting better. And he always reminds me, you got to tell everybody who you are. But you know who we are. This is the Battle for 1600, our special podcast we've been doing for a long time. Episode 43, I think.
No, I think it's 44.
44. That's a good number. 44 Magnum. And I'm Sebastian Gorka, member of the President's National Security Education Board, host of America First of the Sin Radio Network, with my good buddy, former colleague in the White House, former special assistant to the President, strategic advisor to the Trump campaign, Boris Epstein. Follow him at Boris EP on Twitter. I'm Seb Gorka on Twitter, SEBGORKA. And you're part of the Alpha Detachment. You are part of the Legal A-Team for the president, but you went down for the count for just a few days with the COVID. You crossed the COVID, and you are back.
That should call it China virus. I don't know if you heard.
China. But hang on, that's racist.
We can't do that.
Spanish flu. Didn't you know that?
Completely inappropriate.
And Lyme disease from Connecticut. It's the race against Connecticutans. Connecticut. The race of Connecticutans. I don't know if that's the thing.
Those Connecticutans. You know, the people of Connecticut.
Don't call it Lyme disease. It's just racist.
Is it?
Allegedly.
Yeah, no, I didn't get the memo.
So let's just talk about you for a second.
Sure.
What was it like? How was the Wuhan? How did you...
So...
Did you lose your taste? Because that's not good if you like cigars.
I traveled through the Wuhan. Okay.
You had a magical mystery tour through the Wuhan forest.
Here's what happened. I felt a little something in the chest for a day or so.
A little tickle?
It was almost like a little pressure. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I've got light, asthma during allergy season. So sometimes I know what it feels like. I was like, oh, maybe just fall allergies, whatever. And then I tested it. And then I tested positive after test, negative, and then finally, then hit positive. I will tell you, I'm honored to say this. I've worked very hard this election season.
Oh my gosh.
I've been all over the
country. But you've worked on so many campaigns. How does this rate with the prior campaigns you've worked on for presidential candidates, for senators? How tough has this been?
It's been interesting for me. It's been very exciting.
Because you've got the perspective.
I do. Going back now over 12 years, I will tell you that I've been so honored to be able to do this. I was able to be more in a outward role. Now, I've done TV, of course, for a long time.
Right.
And I was one of the top spokespeople in 2016. I've been doing TV since 2008. But this was the first time where I helped headline rallies. I spoke at events. Yeah. I had not done that before. I'd done a lot of different things. A lot of, smaller events.
Was it more fun or was it tougher?
It was awesome. I've been speaking at a rally of maybe 10,000 Jews in Marine Park, Brooklyn, with the Trump flags waving. There's pictures on my Twitter and on my Instagram, which, by the way, I have to tell you, my Instagram following went from 300 to almost 5,000 since election night. Boris_EPSHTUI.
I didn't even know your Instagram.
I'm all over it now. I posted last night.
Is it Boris EP?
No, it's Boris_EPSHTUIN.
Okay, we're going to go there right now.
So, and you're probably plugging Boris underscore and it starts going there. So, it's been such an amazing. It pops up right
I'm
there.
I'm following
right?
you already. 5,000 followers, dude.
Is that right? It's up to 5?
It's 5,500. It's beautiful.
We're getting there.
Follow him now. Now, Instagram, Boris_Epstein. Follow with a Y because he's different. And follow him right now. Nice we'll story. Have 5,000 by the end of this podcast.
Let's get to 5,000. Boris_EPSHTUIN.
And there you are at the Christmas party. We'll talk about it in a second. So go back. So this has been an amazing season for you. Super tough. So you walk into the forest of the corona.
Right.
What was it like for you?
So in some ways, I'd been expecting to get it. And my friends were
laughing. Because you're so busy and meeting people.
I was just out there, you know, yeah. and I made a conscious decision. You know, I was careful around my family. I was getting tested, but I made a conscious decision. And Mayor Giuliani said this too, that I was not going to stick myself in the basement and hide.
You weren't going to do a Biden?
I wasn't going to do a Biden. I was going to hide from the world. I was going to do what I had to do, which is speak at a rally in Miami, speak at a rally in Brooklyn, speak in events in Pennsylvania. So I was expecting to get it. And then, you know, my friends joked, I was like the gingerbread man, you can't catch me, you know? So finally.
Come on, Wuhan, you can't catch him.
So the Wuhan caught me, and, you know, so
You weren't looking. Just snuck up behind
yeah,
you.
Yeah, he snuck up behind me. Maybe I was taking a little nap. So, like a 10-minute nap. So, and I will tell you, and by the way, and I've said this ever, it is a serious thing. It's something to take seriously.
So you felt it?
I felt
and
it.
And then what happened?
I felt a little.
How bad did it get?
I was a little. It never got too bad.
Really?
It never got too bad. And I've got a great.
Kind of fluey, right? Kind of like not, tired.
As I've said.
People want to hear how the Boris lived.
Sure. As I've said to folks who are, let's call it very senior, as I've had the honor to share with folks, it was not the worst flu I'd ever had. And, you know, so I went from having suppression in the chest to feeling tired to pretty good fatigue, not crazy fatigue. You start feeling a little loopy, like a little distracted.
Is that the drugs or is it the disease?
I was only on Z-Pak. So
that's what he had?
No, I took Z-Pak, vitamin. I've got a great doctor. Any of you in the Princeton area, I'm going to do another plug for my doctor. Dr. Natalie Dashevsky. She's been a family friend of ours for 20 years. My grandmother and her father were friends in the old country.
Wow.
Back in Moscow. So
hang on.
But so she put
so no hydroxy?
No hydroxy.
Dude.
And I'll tell you why. My doctor, knowing my medical history, she evaluated it.
And said, Z-Pak.
She said, because, you know, I'm not the skinniest sheep in the herd, okay? but she evaluated it, and she said, if based on where you are right now, based on my symptoms, hydroxy not needed.
So light symptoms.
Z-Pak, vitamin D, baby aspirin, and I had an inhaler
for
the lungs. My oxygen never went below 98. And, you know, now, for those of you who get it, unfortunately, something that I think is important to have is the oximeter at home. The oximeter, yeah,
right.
To measure your oxygen levels.
You can get that at the pharmacy, right?
You could order on Amazon, get it at a pharmacy. Right. It's very easy. Right. They're cheap. So I have
a couple. Because that's a good indicator that you're getting on enough oxygen in your lungs.
Exactly. Right. Because that's the indicator that even if you have
it's progressing.
It's progressing. Right. And if it gets in your lungs, then don't play around. Take it seriously.
Yeah.
And if that oxygen is going down or you feel like it's going down, just go into the hospital.
Right.
Go to the hospital. And also, as soon as you get it, reach out to your doctor. Don't try to self-medicate. Do the right thing. And then it should go its own way. I mean, the survival rate is 99.6%. 99.96%.
Yes.
So 99.96. So this is a serious thing. It's a real thing. But in my experience, and this is my decision, it was not a thing to run from.
And let's be clear. The mayor is out of the hospital. The president, 74 years old, crushed it over a weekend.
Crushed it.
The baron is back in studio. I personally, you know, knock on wood, I've been taking my one hydroxy every Friday, like my doctor said, prophylactically. So, you know, fingers crossed, we're good. But take it seriously. But at the end of the day, it is conquerable. And as the president said, and this is the most important thing, when he came out of the hospital, that amazing, amazing moment on the balcony at the White House, where he said, you must not let this dominate right. your life, which is a good message in general, right? For when things get tough, you don't let the exogenous, you don't let the external factors that you don't have control over dominate you. You dominate them through the things that you can change. So we are so glad to have you back.
Thank you so much, my friend. And I do want to say that I'm so appreciative for the outpouring of support, and specifically from the people who listen to this podcast and your show. And you know how I know?
How?
Because I'll get tweets, I'll get Instagram messages. Baron, wishing you a quick recovery. Baron,
that's from here. That's from
this
show.
I know where that's from. Baron, right. We need you back out there. And it carried me through. And I did. We did a podcast and a segment the week I was out of it.
Yep.
You know, I was sort of supposed to be out of commission, and I was resting. And you know what? I am very thankful for everyone's support. I'm thankful to fight through this. I wish everybody the best of health. And as you said, this is a serious thing. It's a thing to be taken seriously, but it's not a thing to be panicked about.
Yeah, and not petrified. It's like, I was going to share this on the show, and I haven't. And we're going to have you on the show as well, but the podcast is important, where the state, the case is.
And we're Texas live.
And we're live on YouTube, guys.
This is so exciting.
Because Mr. G, you know, he's thinking. He's thinking. So I went away for Thanksgiving. I took my family to Wyoming because they shut down Oregon, where we were supposed to go. And we're flying back. We're flying back with my son and my wife. My daughter had to go back to California. And this woman, older than my wife, is separating me and my wife. And we wanted to change seats. And my wife is super polite
and so polite.
Avoids conflict. She hates conflict.
Really, and truly, everybody says that, by the way.
You know her.
Dr. G's wife is one wonderful, unbelievably polite.
Thank you. A little bit different than me. And
you're polite. Ish.
Ish. That's good. Polite. Ish.
What's
that's the Yiddish word, right? Yeah. Polite ish.
What's Brian Karam think about that?
you can ask him. I'm not interested. And this, my wife just says, Would you mind changing places because my husband's over there on the other side of the aisle? And sitting next to me is, you know, a 15-year-old kid. And everybody's got masks on because you're on a flipping plane. And the woman says, no, I don't want to sit next to a child because, you know, they're super spreaders or something. And I thought, lady, if you're that afraid of this thing...
Don't be on a plane.
What the hell are you doing on a plane? Seriously! Get off the plane!
Right.
Because what if the child had been given the seat next to you and not my wife had been given the seat? What are you going to do? Walk to wherever you... D.C.?
And also, I mean, unless you're on the world's largest plane, like that Howard Hughes thing, the kid was probably within 3 feet of her anyway.
The super goose. Yeah, of course. He was right. There were two people between us.
You know, this people. You know,
that's letting it dominate your life.
It is.
That's why I'm saying it.
People have lost their minds too much. This is a real thing. The president has done unbelievable work in getting
Operation Warp Speed,
and getting our economy to where it is, and getting the PPE, the personal protective equipment to where it is. So important, and we as a country, we're battling through it.
Yeah.
Having been through it, I would say the toughest part of the diagnosis.
I can't believe you really had it. It's just amazing. Yeah, you're rosy, pallor.
Yeah, having a good time. Here we are. I got a vest.
Looking good.
Thank you. Thanks. Well, I'll try to be like you. So the toughest moment, frankly, was telling my parents.
Oh, I bet.
You know.
Because you're close to your parents.
I'm very close to my folks. And actually, you know, they were supposed to be coming down to D.C. for Thanksgiving. Remember, this was a couple of days before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I had to call my dad. It was late, you know. I said, "Dad, here's what happened."
How was the reaction?
He was okay. My dad's a very steady guy.
And he's a scientist.
And he's a scientist. Thanks for remembering. My dad's wonderful, and both my parents are so amazing.
Because you're the only child. You're the little treasure.
I am. And you know, my mom's a businesswoman, so successful, and so she, you know, is very active, and her imagination starts going right. But my dad is a scientist, so. So I called him, and Dad, you're going to listen to this, I know, and I love you so much, and Mom, I love you, and thank you for your support and sticking through this. And we got through another one as a family, and that's truly wonderful. You know, that's what families are for.
That's 15 minutes about you.
Yeah.
Let's get to business.
Okay. I just want to say one last thing. I told my folks, they, you know, processed it, and we moved on.
Yeah.
But for all of you, and here's, I think it's important to say, too, to people who have lost folks, people who have had people in the family get COVID or get anything else. And but we're here with you, and we're thinking of you. And we're, you know, as the holiday season approaches, it's been a hard year.
2020 has been different.
It's been a different year, and our love is with you all, and we wish you a happy Hanukkah and then a Merry Christmas, because we say Merry Christmas in this country.
We do,
now. And sending lots of love.
All right, that is so important. The year's not over, but it has been a crazy, tough year. We do say Merry Christmas. If you haven't seen it, we were both at the White House Christmas party. I recorded the president. The whole 6 minutes of his great address is up on YouTube.
It's at the Hanukkah party.
You were there.
Last night.
Yesterday. Last night. Right. You're at the Hanukkah party. So you can hear the president's wishes. You can hear how much of a fighting spirit he's
100%.
In. 100%. Yeah, you got to listen to it. So we'll talk about what's going on in the Supreme Court. But first things first, there is a viral video going around that I didn't get to use on the show. And I really want to share it with somebody. And I think you, our listeners, our viewers on this podcast, are the perfect, perfect audience for that. And I want to get your response. So this is, I haven't worked out who her name is. It's somebody who posted a TikTok video. That's a problem because we know who owns TikTok. But it's an amazing video. So, Eric, play our mystery TikTok lady.
It's just a mask. It's just 2 weeks. It's just so we don't overwhelm the hospitals. It's just non-essential businesses. It's just until the cases go down more. It's just until we get a vaccine. It's just a few side effects. It's just a bracelet. It's just to let others know you're safe to be around. It's just an app. It's just to let others know who you've been in contact with. It's just a few more months. It's just a video. It's just an email account. It's just a credit card company. You can use cash. It's just a few places that won't take cash. It's just a little chip. It's just for medical information and paying for things. It's just for travel. It's just so you can get your driver's license. It's just so you can vote. It's just a few more years. It's just a statue. It's just a building. It's just a piece of paper. It's just a flag. It's just a piece of cloth. It's just a blood test. It's just a scan. It's just a chip. Just a dog. It's just a clump of cells. It's just the bad people. It's just the undesirables. It's just the Jews. It's just the Christians. Just the people who don't think like us.
Pretty philosophical. It's just the Jews. It's just the Christians. It's just a few weeks. We don't deny the coronavirus. It's real. You know more than anyone. But this is being exploited
100%
as a power grab.
100%.
Let's talk about that.
It's been exploited by the hypocritical left. It's being exploited by those who've been disdaining this president from the moment he closed the border to China. They were calling him xenophobic and a racist.
Yeah.
And that's Joe Biden. And that's Nancy Pelosi, who was saying, come out to Chinatown in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Let's party on. Nancy Pelosi then went to the hair salon while she wants other businesses to close. I've been through the virus. And I will tell you that it is absolutely vital for us as Americans to not let our country die. Not let our country die. And, you know, that was really moving to me, what that young woman said. And it's true. We as a country, we as a people cannot be shepherded into a hole. You know, and she's right.
And you see this from, you see the video from California, the restaurant owner. You see the Staten Island bar, Max Bar. We had the lawyer to the owner on. This is a way to kill a country and to use that pain for political profit. It's truly shocking. And I have to ask you, because you consider yourself, you said it on the show, you've said it on the podcast, you consider yourself a New Yorker. So they've given Killer Cuomo not only an Emmy, kind of blows my mind, but the news today is he's been given the Ted Kennedy Award for leadership.
So what does that mean? Did he kill a woman in Massachusetts?
Well, my comment was, why isn't he getting 6,000 of them, not just one? Because Ted only killed one person.
And, God rest Ted's soul, but come on. What a joke.
The Ted Kennedy Award for leadership?
What a joke.
6,000 people were sent to their deaths in New York's nursing homes by this so-called governor?
And by the way, it's a joke two ways, right? Like, with respect to Senator Kennedy.
It's a grim joke.
Come on. I mean, that's, you know, everybody knows what happened to Chappaquiddick.
Yeah.
And everybody knows about
Kopechne.
About Mayor Joe Kopechne. Everybody knows about the grim history of Ted Kennedy in Washington, D.C. You ask a bunch of the people who work in restaurants how he treated female staff.
The lion of the Senate.
You know, so...
isn't it a symbol? Isn't Cuomo a symbol of what the Democrats have done with the coronavirus?
It's very scary, actually. It's someone who's Jewish and who cares so deeply about the history of the Holocaust and for you, your family, what you went through with communism. if you look at what the left is trying to do by shutting down businesses, by shutting down people, by shutting down dissent, look at the way this Hunter Biden story was treated.
Yes.
Before the election, persona non grata, anybody who wants to talk about it.
Now, discredited, debunked.
Russia hoax.
Russia.
It was Russia disinformation. Now, oh wait, been investigated since 2018 or earlier. So it is very scary what's happening. And that's why we have to stand up and be loud. And also, you add to that the obvious election fraud that happened.
Yeah.
This whole, and by the way, nobody should fool themselves. All of this election fraud came out with coronavirus as an excuse.
Yes.
The leftist,
the perfect cover.
The leftist legislatures said, you know what? It's corona. Nobody can vote. We're going to send a ballot to anybody and everybody and their mom and dad and grandma and grandpa and great grandma and great grandpa, no matter if they died in 1922.
But the thing is, it wasn't the legislatures in many cases. It was the governors. It was the local authorities. It was the state secretaries. It was the people who had no constitutional right to change the way that the election is run, because the Constitution is clear. It is the state houses that decide how they are run. So,
but even the state houses cannot contravene their own constitutions.
Their own constitutions, because people forget, you know, Pennsylvania has a constitution.
But you are right in that it's most of the secretaries of state.
Right.
It's been governors, some cases courts, some cases just clerks.
Yes.
And clerks at polling places.
Right.
So this whole year is encapsulated by one huge leftist power grab,
yeah,
the kind of which we haven't seen since 1917 in the former in Russia, in Tsarist Russia.
Truly.
Well, at that point, not Tsarist, but the Russia that was taken over by the Bolsheviks in 1917. From the interim government.
Truly shocking. All right, let's talk about what the latest news is. We have, as of this recording, 18 states,
yes,
plus potentially the White House, that have joined Texas. I think, I'm not a lawyer, you're a lawyer. I think the members bringing the case against Pennsylvania was doomed to failure. I think this is far more powerful, because you've got a whole state, the Lone Star State, saying our voters were disenfranchised when another state illegally, against the Constitution, changes the way that they're running their election. What can you tell our viewers and our listeners about the latest?
The president has joined, he's intervened in the lawsuit personally and as a candidate for elected office. And that lawsuit has a ton of merit. And yeah, the attorney...
19 states, that's...
Professor Eastman is very serious, widely respected. And if you look at the premise is clear. That is, as you said, it is state legislatures which set voting for president in their states. That's per the Constitution, right, of the United States.
Right. We're a republic of states, so states get to run the election.
Right. And that is what the federal Constitution has as states. That's what it lays out. That's what it dictates. That did not happen in Pennsylvania, Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan, and actually, I believe, other states as well.
And not only that, as you said, in Pennsylvania, they have their own constitution. This isn't the only case, which requires, if they want to change,
right,
they have to do it a certain way.
Right.
There has to be a plebiscite. There has to be a vote amongst the citizens of the state. They can't just de facto decree, oh, we don't need postmarks on envelopes, or we don't need to check signatures. So they're not only in contravention of the federal constitution, they're in a contravention of their own constitution. So my worry is, and please speak to this, the time crunch, that we've got so little time until the January 6th counting of the Electoral College votes. How does that look from the practitioner's point of view?
Well, actually, I'm really glad that you said something there and that you used January 6th. You didn't say December 14th.
No.
And you didn't say December 23rd. No. Because those are ephemeral dates. They don't actually matter.
They're just picked.
And believe it or not, Ruth Bader Ginsburg wrote in a dissent in Bush v. Gore that they didn't matter.
Wow.
Because January 6th is when the joint session meets, and then after that, it's January 20th. That's the inauguration. And actually, today, Professor Eastman said something very interesting. The Constitution actually lays out what happens if it's not decided by January 20th. Believe it or not, the Speaker of the House becomes a president, acting president, until it's determined who won the most legal votes. So here's what we cannot allow to happen. We cannot allow artificial dates or hardwired dates, in the case of the January 6th and January 20th, to push us away from determining who won the most legal votes.
Right.
That's what matters. That's what matters. And I talk about this a lot. You know, you've got to, when thinking about the American people, right, it's important to go back out 10,000 feet and think, if you asked a million rational Americans. There's not a million, right? 1,000, 100,000, or a million throughout history. Let's call it rational Americans in the last 50, 100 years. Do they believe that Democrats cheat in elections? and you gave them truth serum, okay? Yeah. What do you think that polling would come back at? How many would say, yes, I believe? If you polled 100,000 Americans.
There'd be three naive ones who believe nobody cheats, and everybody else would say yes.
Right.
Because everybody knows it. It's a joke. It is a skit that Chicago, that Detroit, that Baltimore, the Democrats cheat.
They know what
everybody,
they're doing.
Everybody knows
right. that. So out of, you got how many, 350 million Americans approximately, right? If you were able to poll a million, which you couldn't, I bet you still.
Of course.
And if you got to 100 million, you would get there. And then you would start getting, some of the crazies. Oh, no. But that's the real, reality.
That's a really good point. My way of looking at this, and we'll close it here, and I'll let you have the last word. Rudy, you, Jenna, DeGeneva, Victoria Tansing, you have to fight the good fight all the way. The Texas AG will be on our show tomorrow. You have to fight this all the way. But it's really, you don't need, nobody's got a pulse, and who's breathing needs scads of empirical evidence. I don't need one affidavit. I don't need one CCTV video footage of suitcases being pulled from their hiding right. places after the GOP poll observers are escorted out of the building. I don't need any of that. All I need is this. And you know this, guys. There is no way on God's green earth that a cognitively compromised politician, a machine politician who's been in the game for 47 years, who didn't campaign, who hid in his basement for more than 6 months, the idea that Joe Biden got more votes than the first black American president is absurd. And for me, that's enough.
2 points. I agree with you 100%. Shocker. 2 points. One, as we talked about, just look inside your souls, folks. Do you really think Democrats don't cheat? Do you really think John F. Kennedy and his dad, Joe Kennedy, didn't cheat in Chicago, didn't cheat in Texas in 1960? Do you really believe that all those people going to jail for election fraud in Pennsylvania, that's happening just as a coincidence, as a joke? It's not real. It's real.
Yeah.
Democrats cheat in elections. We are standing up to them now. We are calling them out. We're exposing it. And that's absolutely vital for today, for determining who won this election, and for the future. That's one. Two, if you truly believe that Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. received 80 million votes, more than Barack Obama.
More than JFK.
More than Bill Clinton. More than JFK and
Hillary.
More than all these, more than everybody.
Yeah.
If you think that out of all the people who ran for president in the history of this country, Joe Biden got more votes than anybody, I've got a bunch of bridges in Washington, a couple in Philly, and about 5 to 7 in New York to sell you.
Yeah.
Tweet at me. I'll sell you some bridges. We'll all have a good time. God bless everybody.
Fabulously done. Follow him, Boris EP on Twitter, Boris_Epstein with a Y on Instagram. I'm Sebastian Gorka, Seb Gorka on Twitter. God bless you all. Catch you next time.